Social media has gone viral with a story some are calling racist to say, why would this happen? Explain what this controversy is about.
Well, I think the book, I think, that's in question is in one of our school facilities, and been in circulation for a couple of years now. I just want to emphasize that it's only been checked out twice. And since that's been brought to our attention, we've pulled it from its circulation to review it. I think it's good to mention here at this point, Scott, that if there's any time that a parent or a student has a concern with a book or a novel that's in any of our libraries, there's a policy or a procedure to follow if they are concerned about that. And because we are, we do take those thoughts seriously, I would encourage those folks to reach out to their building principal and bring that concern to them, and then we'll handle it through our policy, which I think is good to reference as policy 606 here in our district.
So why are we arguing about a book that has two people check it out? Why is this and what are you being asked to do by the state regarding this?
Well, I think from our end, the state has some well, just call them standards that certain demographics in our society are reviewed and looked at and provided to our kids, so our kids can have the option to see themselves in the books is what they tell us. So at the end of the day, I think that's some of the concern, because I think some of the folks that may see that text or may see that novel don't feel it's relevant. And as a result of that, I would go back to our policy, Scott, of 606. And if they do have a concern, I just truly emphasize the importance of bringing that concern to our building administration so we can really look at it and address it.
Would you agree with me that some of the standards that the state of Minnesota says, Brandon Lernick and Moorhead Public Schools administrators and teachers, you shall, you must, you will, are not always good? Again, totally get, you got to come out with proficiency in math, right? You got to be able to have the skill set to go into the workforce. Those would be what I would say are fairly a good standard. No parent can know chapter and verse every one of them, but you hear things, some things here and there. But this seems to be a standard that has been handed you that really has no business being handed you, to say you have to do this. Is that fair?
I think to some degree it is, but I also think we want to, as our student population becomes more diverse as well, I think one of the things that we talk about here locally is kids want to see themselves in the literature. Kids want to also identify if there's a certain author that they can see themselves and through windows and mirrors kind of theory. So to some degree, I agree, and others, I think it is a good idea to provide those so kids can see themselves being successful as well. So I think there's a fine line there, and I think we want to continue to do what's right for kids and at the same time hear some of those concerns that are being brought up in the community.
So in the case of this particular book that now is out of circulation, and again, I want to emphasize, only checked out by two people, so I don't know what those two people were looking for, but what specifically about this book do you believe brings any value in the way of a student saying, this is me, I want the book to reflect me? Does this book do that, or how do whoever the author is, whoever thinks it ought to be mandated in your library, what do they see as the way of value, and what message is it sending to your students?
Well, I think that's up to the reader, right? So for me, it's one of those things where I believe that it's good to have a diverse literature. I just don't believe it's the best thing to do if you're going to say, let's say, where one race might be superior than the other or whatever. I just believe that our message has to be sound in terms of what we offer to our students. And if one of the things we offer to our students and is tied to a standard has to be diverse, non-dominant type literature, then we'll offer that. But I think within that literature, we want to be very selective about what that messaging is. And that's what's going to drive me back to my next statement. And if you see anything that we think, or you think as a parent or as a student, doesn't achieve that and is not what we should have on our shelves, then there is that policy to fall back to. And I can't emphasize that enough, that we have that policy there for this very reason.
And for folks that are not familiar with this or haven't followed this story, this book was at Horizon Middle School West in Moorhead. Some of the lines from the book include, "Whiteness is a bad deal. It always was." Another one said, "Dude, we can see your pointy tail." I'm not even sure what that means. The devil or what? "You can be white without signing on to whiteness." And then they have a contract as part of the graphics of the book that says, "Binding you to whiteness, you get stolen land, stolen riches, special favors. Whiteness gets to mess endlessly with your lives or your friends, neighbors, loved ones, and all of fellow humans of color. Your soul, for the purpose of profit. Signed below, land, riches, and favors may be revoked at any time for any reason." I'd prefer that book is used in a humanities class at Moorhead West, middle school, to say, why does this person feel that way? And is that not very, very, wrong? Is that not, a life lesson that you should use and think long and hard about? I mean, none of this stuff is, in my mind, it's poisoning kids' minds, and I think that's the intent of the author. Is that too strong?
No, again, that goes back to, when I was in seventh grade health class, I think my seventh grade health teacher taught me that feelings were neither right nor wrong. And I believe that to this day, and I agree with, we have that in place. So if there is someone that believes that that's the wrong text to have, then we need to follow that procedure that we have. And we do value when someone brings that to us. And I think we also, as we continue to evolve down this, trying to meet standards and those sorts of things, I think we need to do a good job of vetting those as well. So I believe that there's room for improvement all the way around. And I also think that we also owe it to our students to provide a diverse set of literature. But at the same time, I also think we want to do potentially a better job of addressing what the message is in those books. So to some degree, there's a lesson learned here on both sides.
The book, by the way, some listeners are asking, is called Not My Idea, a book about whiteness. You mentioned, we got to do a better job of vetting. How did this book get there in the first place?
Well, it goes through our I think we call it in text. It's not a textbook. It's a book for the library. And what they do is there's a list of texts within a recommended to purchase from where we get it from, and they go ahead and purchase those texts based on what's in that recommended list. And if we continue to go and use that list, then we just have to do a better job of vetting what's within that list. So that's how we go about acquiring materials for the media center.
This is viral as I thought it was. I mean, I'm seeing nationally known folks on X and other places. Are you getting a fair amount of feedback, good and or bad, about this, Brandon?
Not too much. I get things shared with me every so often, but I compare this to, we had a piece of literature that was identified in our media center at the high school a couple of years ago, kind of same situation. And the individual, the parent who brought the concern forward, we then presented the policy and what they could do. And they never did follow through, but we did review that piece of literature, and I will have to give the parent the props there, because that piece of literature that was described in the concern at the high school was accurate. It
that's great. You tell a good story, which gives me comfort, but do 1 out of 100 parents do that? Do they even pay attention to what they're reading? And if I'm confused about my quote-unquote whiteness and I grab that book, who's policing that? I mean, again, it comes back to, why is the book there? One listener says, you keep saying if you have a problem with it, follow the procedure, but what if you have a problem with it as the guy who makes the decision? What are you doing? So we should we assume, since you don't have a problem with it, you agree with it? That, I guess, is a question for the librarian. Again, how does a librarian say perfect? Does the librarian look at the cover and go, great? Does a librarian look at a list of, for lack of a better term, woke books that they want to put there? Like, who's thinking this is okay to actually have it in the library?
Well, that goes back to that list and the most popular novels that are recommended to us by their professional group. And I think what I said earlier will stand, is that we will need to do a better job of vetting those. And we're not a perfect system. And one of the things that we always do is we'll always self-reflect on things. And we'll go back to vetting.
No, I hear what you're saying, Brandon, and you're saying it well. You're owning this. And you're saying we'll be better going forward, which is refreshing in any leader, certainly a superintendent. And I also applaud the parents that said, wait a minute. And I don't think this is right now a big enough deal, because 500 kids haven't read this book, that you got to go back and go, okay, why did you not? Another listener says, in this case, replace whiteness with blackness or gay. Would you be saying the same thing?
And they bring up, valid points there, too. So I would take that comment to heart and really listening to what's being said there. But I'll go back to this. One of the things, and again, we can do these things within the standards that the state has laid down for us, but we need to do a better job of vetting those and providing a more diverse list of texts or books.
Sure.
that stay out of that topic, right? Because some of the things that we're asked to do aren't necessarily wrong, like introducing kids to different cultures. I think we all would agree with that, right?
Right, of course. I mean, love your neighbor, right?
Matter.
Yeah, golden
right,
rule.
Right,
but let me give you an example
exactly.
Of another one. I think you maneuvered very well. Tampons in boys' elementary school bathrooms. And if I'm correct, you technically followed the law, but said, we're going to put them at the office, and if somebody comes in and asks for one, they'll get one. Am I right?
That's correct. That's where we decided to place them, just because of what we felt that was the way to handle that.